happens, the unfortunate reality is that often police officers can intimidate people into not doing things they otherwise legally could.
Officers employed intimidation tactics against Musumeci as they arrested protester Julian Hykland.
What do you work for?
News agency.
Oh, okay. Cool. Monsieur Rodney.
I don't need to show you that.
You absolutely do.
I'm a listener of Free Talk Live. It's a libertarian radio show out of New Hampshire. The people who run the show often say, well, if you're approached by a cop and they ask, like, why are you there? Why are you filming? Tell them you're a producer for Free Talk Live because anyone can call up the show and provide news. Well, I did that, and they assumed that it was commercial. And so he instantly arrested me without warning.
Go ahead and sit down. You're under arrest,
me?
Too.
For what?
Have a press card on you.
Turn around.
Sit down.
Well, you're okay.
Sit down.
Two people are holding you.
Sit down.
Officers actually arrested and charged Musumeci for a federal code prohibiting commercial photography of a federal building. They seized one of his cameras and issued a $75 citation. Musumeci brought the case to the NYCLU.
We have long been involved with helping people who have been harassed by law enforcement officers while engaging in photography. Mr. Musumeci was at federal court and he had problems with federal officials. And since 9/11, we have been concerned about and have received reports about harassment by federal officers at federal buildings here in New York City. So this was an opportunity to pursue that.
The NYCLU filed suit on Musumeci's behalf.
The government almost immediately recognized that what they had done was improper, that the rule they were enforcing could not be enforced against photographers on public property outside of federal buildings, and consequently very quickly agreed to a settlement in which they would recognize, as they have done, that this sort of photography is completely lawful and there's no prohibition against it. The government agreed in the settlement in this case to send a written directive to all Federal Protective Service officers informing them that there was no prohibition against photography from public property of federal courthouses. And the rule is very clear. People can engage in public photography of federal buildings.
While the issue of filming on federal property may be closer to resolution, the question of recording encounters with police is still an open one. Here's what photographers should keep in mind. It's legal to film federal buildings in public spaces.
We got one coming for me.
Know your local wiretapping laws before filming. Ask which ordinance is being enforced, if challenged by law enforcement.
Do you live here?
But unless federal courts make a ruling, the law will remain necessarily murky, explains Volokh.
First Amendment applies to all states and to the federal government. But the Supreme Court has never made it quite clear what the rules are with regard to news gathering under the First Amendment.
And in a new media world where every blogger with a cell phone camera is a potential journalist, the umbrella of news gathering protection may need to be quite large.
Turn that goddamn thing off and get out of here.
Now, one could imagine a pretty aggressive view of news gathering rights, which is that if you're in a public place, if you're not trespassing on private property, you're entitled to gather information because how can you effectively speak if you can't gather the information necessary for you to speak? A lot of these laws were written with an eye towards protecting privacy, even when they involve communications that really have little to do with privacy as we generally understand the term, as most of us understand the term.
While the laws about recording encounters with public officials remain vague, Musumeci and many others will have to continue risking arrest to test the boundaries of free speech.
And unfortunately, law enforcement officials have confused public photography with dissent or espionage or criminal activity. And that's just wrong.
When you're talking about police officer interaction with citizens, by and large, there's a lot of benefit to having them be recorded and then be monitored. Most government action ends up being better done when it is done in public.
Do you know the law, sir?
Can you get him a summons?
Absolutely, I'm an officer.
There's nothing better than being able to, you know, provide objective reality, you know, this film footage, and then just putting your little spin on it and just say, well, you know, make your own decision, or that there's just nothing the government can do about it without outright banning, you know, cell phone cameras.
For Reason TV, I'm Hawk Jensen.